Shadow, who aids the forces of law and order, is in reality Lamont Cranston, wealthy young man about town. Years ago in the Orient, Cranston learned a strange and mysterious secret. The hypnotic power to cloud men's minds so they cannot see him. Cranston's friend and companion, the lovely Margot Lane, is the only person who knows to whom the voice of the invisible shadow belongs. Today's drama, The Man Who Was Deaf. In a heavy concrete sub-cellar of a forgotten warehouse, two men in white lab jackets stand tensely watching a giant mass of laboratory machinery. There is the whine of electric power, the click of a stopwatch, nothing more. An experiment is beginning.
One, 22, 23. It hasn't taken yet, Hendricks.
No, sir.
Double the power for 10 seconds.
Mr. Lash.
Well?
We can't take the chance, sir.
Why not?
If we overload, there's a chance we blow up.
I'll take it.
But, Mr. Lash...
This is my research, Hendricks. I know what I'm doing. You don't gamble without taking risks. Step it up.
Yes, sir.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight... You cut the power, you idiot. I told you 10 seconds. What are you trying to do?
The action started. Don't you hear it? Listen.
By heavens, yes. Yes, you're right, Henry.
It's going so fast, sir. Hey, it won't stop. We've got to get out of here, Mr. Lash. There's going to be a blow-up. We've got to get out of here.
Tonight there was an explosion, Cranston. A dozen people phoned in. Patrolmen checked and found a body in this place. No one ever knew there was a lab down here.
Secret laboratory? A man killed in an explosion? Why call me in, Commissioner West?
Well, in the first place, there were two men. This one, unidentified, killed in the blast. Second, also unidentified, crawled out. Left bloodstains on the stairs.
Well?
Why in blazes did he run away? What were they up to down here?
Well, don't you know?
You're the science expert, you tell me. They say an expert can reconstruct an experiment from a look at the apparatus. Go ahead.
All right. See, high power condensers. Mm-hmm. Yes, those terminals go to. Now that debris might be the remains of. Turn off the lights, Commissioner.
What for?
Want to see if we can see better in the dark.
Are you crazy?
No, I'm worried. Turn them off.
Right. Well?
Keep your eyes open and look.
At what?
Anything.
Holy smoke, I'm seeing things.
Sure?
This whole place is flickering, like a luminous dot.
Right, let's get out of here, quick.
Hey!
Come on, Weston, do what I say. Now, I'll tell you what they were doing in there. Running a wildcat radium experiment.
A radium experiment?
Yes, a sort of super X-ray mechanism that can generate enormous quantities of radium energy. The experiment blew up. Saturated the lab with radioactivity. If we'd stayed in there any longer, we might have been fatally burned.
No wonder it was secret.
Commissioner, we've got to locate that man that got away. He's got to be found at once.
Why the rush?
Well, don't you understand? He was caught in the explosion. He's saturated with radioactivity. He'll poison everything and everybody he touches. He's walking dead.
Are you kidding?
I wish I were, Commissioner, but I'm not. We're in bad trouble and we've got to find the medicine quick.
An hour to drag myself to your office.
Now, don't say anything more. Sit right here. That's right. Now, drink this.
Thanks. Oh, well, it's better.
What happened to you?
George, I'm a dead man. Unless you can help me.
What?
You know anything to cure radiation poisoning? I'm depending on you, George. I'm saturated with Masonic material.
sonic material.
27 grams were blasted into me. I always had the secret, George. And I went too fast. But now I'm a burning man. Dead.
Roger.
What are you backing away for?
I don't want to be poisoned too, Roger.
Well, you've got to help me.
I can't.
There isn't any cure?
No.
But look, George, I've got a wife and two kids.
So if you don't mind, Mrs. Lash, I think the best thing to do now is wait right here until we hear from your husband.
Of course. Of course, Mr. Cranston. Make yourselves comfortable, won't you, please, Miss Lane?
Thank you.
If I only knew how badly Roger was hurt.
Mrs. Lash, maybe you'd better sit down.
I can't rest a second until I hear from him. Oh, this wretched experiment. Roger spent everything on it. All his time, his money, his energy. And now, his life.
Easy now, Mrs. Lash. I'm sure that...
That's Roger. It must be. Hello?
Barbara.
I want your money.
Now, listen, mister.
I'm sorry, I can't explain. I haven't time. But get out of the way.
You keep away from that register. There's only a couple of $100 in there, mister.
That'll do as a starter.
Please, please, mister, don't take that money. I need it.
You need it. You need it. You don't know what it is to really want money.
I make a public announcement to the city commission?
I do, Lamont. The entire metropolitan area has got to be alerted to the fact that Lash is still at large. A special broadcast is the quickest way I know to get a warning like that across.
Have there been any more reports on Lash since the first robbery, Commissioner?
Two more in the last hour.
Just in time. Last minute, what did you say? Billy. Good Lord, what has happened to you? Look as if you'd been fired.
I hope you're not going to give me any trouble. There's a holdup.
Holdup? Helen and Eddie! The porter alarm, quick, get the police.
Shut up, you fool. Be quiet. You two, get behind the counter with him.
You're not going to get away with it.
Don't try to use that gun, miss. Please don't try.
No, you wouldn't you? I told you not to give me any trouble.
Oh, my throat.
I warned you, but you wouldn't listen. You made me.
Margot and Lamont are on the trail of Roger Lash, a scientist who has been violently burned by radiation. After a series of robberies and a brutal murder, the desperate Lash is still at large. Margot and Lamont are discussing the situation in the office of Police Commissioner Weston.
The man's on a rampage. Two more robberies and now this murder at the jewelry store. Lord knows how many more murders will follow now.
It's almost as though he's getting crueler, Lamont. More vicious.
I'm afraid he is. These final stages, he's getting savage and primitive. He's got to be located, Commissioner.
For the love of Mike, I've got the whole department working. What else can I do?
I've got an idea how we can locate him.
Now, go ahead.
With telephones.
Telephones?
Yes, the city's a network of telephone wires that ride like a web of invisible lines.
Yes.
Lash is radioactive.
Burning man.
Burning man.
Burned the mad scientist supervising Fire City. Read all about it.
Mad scientist.
Read all about it.
Back against the wall.
Fire City in terror as Burning Man commits series of sensational robberies, kills three. Nationwide alarm sounded as Burning Man spread fear.
That's me they're talking about. I'm the Burning Man. And the entire city is in terror of me. The whole country is afraid of me. Afraid of the Burning Man. Afraid of me.
All right, Commissioner Margot, draw up chairs and sit down. I've patched this loudspeaker onto the open lines. We're going to start it. When we hear what we're listening for, we'll tell the company. Their technicians will trace the interference in half a minute.
All I hear is a humming.
Let's be patient.
Come on, it sounds like a thousand people talking or whispering. Do you hear that?
Yes, that's the city winding up its talk for the day.
Yeah.
Got to hear him soon. Can't walk anywhere in this town without passing a phone wire under the street, overhead, along buildings.
Maybe. I don't hear them.
Wait and listen.
Hey, I think...
Not now.
What?
Listen.
Roger.
I'm not Roger Lash.
Darling, you've got to stop. These terrible things that you've been doing. Robbing, killing.
I'm the Burning Man.
At first it was for me, wasn't it? For your wife and your children. You were afraid we'd starve. But now it's because you like the terror and the fear.
Get out of here. Go away.
I've been waiting and waiting. I knew you'd come this way soon, Roger. I love you, darling. I love you too much to let you do this.
Go away for the love of heaven and get out of here.
Believe me, darling. I'm not killing Roger Lash.
Two ways. First, you're taking away the soil and perspiration that can injure the fibers. And at the same time, you're guiding their fibers. quality that lets them stretch and spring back when they're strained without breaking easily into runs. Harsh soaps, cake soap rubbing, rob stockings of elasticity. Then they don't last as they should. Gentle new quick lets keep stockings new looking longer. Helps you get better wear from every pair.
Lash.
I don't know who you are, but you must be out of your mind coming here.
I've got to talk to you, Mr. Lash.
Talk to me? What have you got to say to the burning man? Well, talk.
The police are outside. This place is surrounded. You haven't got a chance.
Got a chance? Very funny. The burning man, Miss Lane. The entire city, the entire country is terrified of my flame and fire. I could walk out of this lab through a whole cordon of policemen and burn them down as I go. Who's that? Who's laughing?
This is the Shadow, Roger Lash.
The Shadow?
You couldn't burn down a cordon of men, Roger Lash.
Oh, I could. I'm the Burning Man. I'm fire and destruction. A walking holocaust.
Your flame is dying, Roger Lash. Your power is ebbing.
No. My flame will never die.
Your power is ebbing. Your day is over, Burning Man.
Oh, no, it isn't. It can't be. I've put the machinery together again. I'll charge myself again with fire and flame. I'll be strong again, strong and powerful.
You're playing with broken bits, Lash. The explosion destroyed your apparatus.
No. I'll bring back my power.
It's useless, Lash.
Check the rheostat, Hendricks. Plug in the connecting coils, Hendricks. That's it. Now bring the current up to 30.105 and set. Ready, Hendricks? Rev it up! Rev up the power, Hendricks! Hendricks?
The power is gone, Lash.
Gone?
Gone forever.
The Burning Man. Gone forever.
Yes, Lash. Now you can be taken to where medical authorities will do everything possible to save what's left of your ebbing life.
All right, Margot, lights.
Right.
Now, let's see.
What have you been developing, Margot?
Making sure that you don't have radiation poisoning.
Oh?
No, you don't. Not a spot of light on the film. You're perfectly safe. Guess we got you out of Lash's place just in time.
Lamont, it was a terrible experience. Lash was really out of his mind at the end, wasn't he?
Completely. What had started out as an honest motive for money to help his family developed into a crazy lust for power. Burning Man. Must have thought he was a god of some sort, spreading death and terror wherever he went.
Commissioner Weston said they'd found Barbara, his wife.
What? She checked out? At what time? 10:30? I see. Thank you. Hello? Yes, this is Mr. Cassio's apartment. Oh, don't hang up, Miss Meredith. Tell me, were you expecting a call from Mr. Cassio? Oh, you didn't know, but you hoped, that is. Don't worry, Miss Meredith. It happens to the best of us. You see, I've been stood up, too. Good night. Dr. Alexander's office. Oh, good morning, Mr. Castillo. No, she's not here, Mr. Castillo. She just left with Mr. Michael Daly. Mr. Castillo, please. They went to do a broadcast on the radio, the Scientific Forum. Mr. Castillo.
To cloud men's minds so that they cannot see him. Cranston's friend and companion, the lovely Margot Lane, is the only person who knows to whom the voice of the invisible shadow belongs. Today we feature the shadow in an adventure out of this world. Early morning. The scene, Lamont Cranston's flat.
Oh, it's all right. I hear you. I'm coming.
Commissioner Weston.
Good morning, Cranston.
Oh, come in.
Say.
What are you doing here this hour of the morning?
I was investigating a case in this building. Just dropped in for some coffee.
All right, come into the kitchen.
Thank you, sir.
What case, Commissioner?
Well, it's a strange business, Cranston. There's been a wave of assassinations hit this city that's got me confused. I don't know where I stand.
Maroon.
Exactly. And do you notice the date on top of it? 33rd lustrum in the 9th sequence of the 6th epoch. What's that supposed to mean?
It is good. The turbitality enemy of Arch Ascension Master, the known Strait of Blackburn, was yesterday aided to new life.
Is that English?
the kind of English. Besides, futuristic writers claim our descendants will speak in a few centuries.
Well, if this isn't the weirdest thing I've ever come across...
Just a moment, Commissioner.
Huh? Oh, good morning, my dear Mr. Cranston.
Good morning. Apparently, you know my name.
Why, yes, Mr. Cranston. I like to know my neighbors. My name is Brand. I am very much afraid you have my morning paper there, Mr. Cranston.
Is this your paper? Look here, Mr. Brand, what's it all about? We're trying to make sense out of it.
It's really quite a simple matter. I happen to belong to a lodge. This is our news bulletin. We write in such odd fashion merely to be different.
Ah, I see. Well, here's your paper, Mr. Bland, only I don't see how anybody can understand it.
Oh, it makes a great deal of sense for those who know how to read. Good morning, gentlemen.
Commissioner, did you happen to see inside his flat?
No, I was concentrating on the paper.
It was weird. From what I could see, the furniture and decorations were something definitely not of this world.
Now, Cranston,
I tell you, I caught a glimpse of photographs on the wall.
Hey, look out, the coffee's boiling.
And those photographs could not have been taken anywhere on this earth.
Now, forget about it, Cranston.
And you heard that music, didn't you? That weird, unearthly, inhuman music.
Oh, it's probably all something to do with his lodge, Cranston. Now, don't let your imagination run away with you. There's your phone. All right. Probably the department. They know I'm here.
Oh, go ahead, Commissioner.
Hello, Mrs. Weston. What? Not again. All right, I'll be right over there. You want to exercise your imagination on something real, Cranston?
Hmm?
Well, get your clothes on and come with me. There's just been another of those assassinations. Hey, this is it. Room 824.